Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. March 24th, 2021. And I tell you, the weekend is here. This weekend is a start of a powerful season, about 7 weeks or so. It's the season to get revelation, Passover, all the way to the time of Pentecost. It's starting May 16th through April 4th. Then the Jewish holiday of Pentecost is March 16th and 18th, and then we celebrate it on the 23rd. So it's about the 50 days or so between those things. You know, we're no longer under the Jewish law, but God still uses the Jewish calendar, and the Lord chose Passover and Pentecost to for the time of Jesus being crucified and raising again was in Passover, and also Pentecost was the coming of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord felt that it was a significant season. So I love this as well. And this is the time God's speaking. So Lord, we ask that you would open the heavens right now. We pray that we'd hear your voice. We pray that you would open things so that we can hear, see, and understand in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to release a prophetic word, what I call a now word. This is happening right now. Revelation 3:8, the Lord says this. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And I know you have little strength, but you kept my word and you have not denied my name. The Lord is calling us to step up and not back. He's raising up a remnant. You got to hear this. He's raising up a remnant of people who's going to hear his voice and who's going to just listen and keep your eyes fixed on the Lord for this season that we're coming into and what's ahead. Let go of the past and walk through the door that's right in front of us. Even though we might not see it or anything, just know that the Lord is opening this. Let go of disappointments, divisions of the past seasons. Let me just talk straight. Let go of the political arguments. Let go of any anger and disappointments, maybe even towards the Lord or the people, maybe the prophetic people that had said things, maybe me, maybe people don't like me. Just let go of all that stuff, disappointments and not trusting people and leaders. You know, this is just a season the enemy tried to bring in. He tried to bring these things in the attacks of the pandemic and the storms that are hitting us from every side. It's worldwide. Satan's perfect storm. He brought in the pandemic. Violence, he's blocking us from hearing the Lord. But I tell you, the word of God says, Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a new standard against him. And I believe that's what's happening right now. We've got the pandemic with sickness and death. We've got anger and violence in the street, the spirit of fear, the ability to hear the Lord. The heavens got blocked for many people. But I tell you right now, Romans 5:20, but where the sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You got to get the stuff in your spirit. And the Lord has released a perfect solution against Satan's perfect storm. Isaiah 31:5 talks about it. He says, the Almighty will be a shield around Jerusalem, and he will shield it and deliver it, and it will pass over and rescue it. He's going to allow things to pass over. So look it up, Isaiah 31:5. It's going to pass over. The attacks will pass over, and he's going to send, this is a powerful time of repayment, things that God has been really holding back for this special time. So we're going to see a release of a new anointing, the ability to hear the voice of God. I've already released last weekend an online training about the seeing, hearing, and understanding going to be released, going to be restored to us. His healing power is going to be restored in a greater way. We don't, you know, we haven't seen it quite take the shape I thought it would, but I tell you, the Lord is still true to his word, seeing it in pockets here and there. But he's speaking right now, even though it might not be clear, that we need to make some adjustments as we go. So there's times when God might not speak clearly. Numbers 12:6-8 talks about, we're talking about Moses and about prophets and stuff. It says, well, there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will reveal myself to them in visions. I will speak to them in dreams. So we can get the dreams and visions. But it goes on to say, verse 7, but not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak to him face to face, clearly, not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Listen, you need to be happy with dreams and visions and hearing God in riddles and unclear stuff. Most people think that you got to see God face to face, that you have to see an angel. It's not true. I hardly ever do. But, you know, I try to tell people that even in my encounters, I say that how it came to me. A lot of my stuff is in visions. A lot of it's in dreams. And I just want to say this because you can start, you know, putting the prophetic up there, the prophets up there, this place where you want to have these encounters too, and you might not understand them. You know, I live in Hollywood. I live right outside of Los Angeles or in Los Angeles. And so my encounters are normally in dreams and visions. And just like in Numbers 12:8, I'm a seer-style prophetic person that I have to interpret what I see and hear. So the thing that God's going to release right now, during this season between, we're in the season of Pentecost. Now, no, I'm sorry, Passover. And we're going to be moving from Pentecost to Passover to Pentecost. But right now, the Passover is a time when he's going to reveal things. He conceals things. Job 33:14 says that God may speak in one way or another, yet man, woman, person, people don't perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, he opens their ears and seals their instructions. Write that down, Job 33:14-16. The Lord, I like it in the New King James because it talks more about the what he's doing here. That's what I just read. But get ready for downloads of revelation through dreams and visions. The Lord is sealing your instructions. Even if you don't perceive it, he will seal it away. You'll have a dream that you know you dream, but you can't remember. There's a lot of those right now. And then later you walk it out and you feel like you've been there before, like a deja vu. That's a Job 33. Where he sealed your instructions. And it's not a new age thing at all. We need to really just move into this new season right now. Get ready to research what he's saying. Write down what he's saying. Write down and track what the Lord says. Then in Proverbs 25:2, it says the glory of the Lord to conceal a matter, but to search out the matter is the glory of kings. So write it down, search it out. There's Google in the Bible. It says to search it out. I do Google searches all the time. I do internet searches on things. And it's amazing to have the internet, isn't it? That we can do research and we can do things. We have Bible references, a lot of stuff online. So a major key to your breakthrough right now, let me get this in your spirit. A major key to your breakthrough is love. Now, I've been talking about this for a while, but you can't get enough of it. 1 Corinthians 13:2 says this, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have enough faith that I could even move mountains, but if I don't have love, I'm nothing. That's a word of the Lord right now. Your faith that can move mountains, prophecies, that's all good stuff, but it comes down to the greatest commandment that Jesus said, which is love. Jesus said this so many times, the greatest commandment. We need to be majoring in the greatest commandment. That's why I release the daily prophetic words. That's why I do what I do. My best to do it is to do it in the spirit of love. And that's what got me healed. I got really sick for a while. It's because I got outside of the greatest commandment. As believers and followers of Jesus, we need to be an example to the world in how we act. I mean, right now, behind the wheel of your car, right now, how you're acting on Facebook or social media, right now, how you treat your kids, right? All right, we repent. But we just need to be careful that we don't fall into arguments and divisions, political, religious. Just stay out of it. Don't do it. Don't go there right now. I tell you, you start listening to what I'm saying. You start stop arguing and complaining, being you know, whatever's going on, stop doing that. It's going to activate something over you to be able to open the heavens. And so it will activate your ability to hear God and your ability of love. And they're tied together. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ, God forgave you. Now it's important. Everything's tied together. That you need to be, you know, all these principles are tied together. So right now, if you want to get ready for what's here, do an inventory in your life to ask God to reveal anything that you need in this area of love. Maybe there's some forgiveness. You don't have to agree with what the person did to forgive them, but it's really important to forgive them because they keep you in a prison of the very pain. Now, you don't have to go contact them, by the way. Because they might, you know, contact people that did things to you. You may get wounded once again. They don't have to be alive for you to get forgiveness. You can do this with God. Make amends. Do it with the Lord and ask Him if you have to do it with someone else. Most likely, you don't. Most likely, you just do this with the Lord. You forgive them in your heart. Then it will open the heavens up over you. And this is a time right now to change the spiritual atmosphere. Worshiping, praying, blessing others, having faith, repenting. You know, don't beat yourself up. Keep moving forward. You know, removing doubt and fear and unbelief. By the way, Jesus said one of the things that holds back miracles in Jesus' life, you know, in his ministry, he couldn't do miracles when there was unbelief. So you want to believe that God wants to speak to you. You want to believe. Forgiving, having grace, these things. Go on a negative thought and talk fast. I talk about this all the time, but these are the things that you need to do. This is what I have in my trainings all the time. This is a time of refreshing. I keep seeing this. In Psalm 84, 5 and 6, this is in the Passion Translation. This is for now. How enriched are they who find their strength in the Lord when their hearts are like highways of holiness, and even when their pain winds through the dark valley of tears. They dig deep and find pleasant pools where others find pain. And he gives them a brook of blessing filled with rains of an outpouring. Whoa. That's Psalm 84, 5 and 6, the Passion Translation. I tell you, when I was walking through my sickness things, I dug into that. I just really got into that. God's opening a highway of his power and his presence, and he's bringing you out of the valley of trouble and tears. We need to dig deep into the brook of blessing. We need to get into the presence of the Holy Spirit is increasing right now, even in this time together, is increasing powerfully. So watch for new levels of the power to start to manifest. And I believe that we're going to see it on internet streaming meetings. We're going to see it live. We just need to press into this right now and get the new things that God is doing. And so I want to release this over you right now. Lord, we just ask that you would open our hearts to receive your love. You said more than anything, the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And a second is to love your neighbor as yourself. So we need to love God. We need to love others and love ourselves. Lord, I pray that you would bring a balance to this. We need this right now. We need a balance to these things. There's so much that gets us out of a line. The area of love and hearing you. And right now being in the time of Passover to Pentecost, and we're in the time of Passover, I pray that you would give us strategies, the downloads like you gave Moses as well. Ooh, Jesus' name, amen. Heads up, next week, it's March 31st, on Spirit Connection, I'm going to do the prophetic word for the month of April. I'm going to do it early. Normally, I do it the first Wednesday of every month. I've been doing, over a decade, I've been streaming live. But next week, I'm going to do the prophetic word for April on the March 31st Spirit Connection podcast. We go live. My team will be here. So you'll want to join us then. Also, be sure to follow me on the social media And consider being a partner with us or giving what we do. It's DougEdison.com/give. We have an online community. It's a powerful, powerful online community that some people consider it their church. And so what we do is have an opportunity for you to do that. If you become a partner, that's a donating any amount every month, then we invite you to our monthly online meeting where we prophesy, the team prophesies. We actually have a Facebook group and a portal, a membership portal, so that you and a coach. Our coaches are in there to pray for you, to be part of, we have an online, it's kind of a new wineskin for an online church. But if you want to join, it's a powerful, powerful time. All right, everybody, remember next week is the Spirit Connection for the month of April. I'm excited. See you then.